जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे, यशोद नंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तेरावन चारे, जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारे, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे, यशोद नंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तेरावन चारे, जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारे, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे, यशोद नंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तेरावन चारे, जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारे, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे, यशोद नंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तेरावन चारे, जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारे, जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारे, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे रामा हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे रामा
jay Gauranitai, jay Gauranitai, jay Gauranitai, jay Gauranitai. Jay Prabhupada, jay Prabhupada, jay Prabhupada, jay Prabhupada. Hare Bal, Hare Bal, Hare Bal, Hare Bal. Nitagar, Hare Bal, Hare Bal, Hare Bal, Hare Bal. కలియుగ ధర్మ కృష్ణనామ సంకీర్తానికి జయ విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరివరాజికారి డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసి భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదికి నిత్యలీలా ప్రవిష్ట జయ విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి మహారాజ్ ప్రభుపాదికి అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవులకి గ్రంథరాశి శ్రీమద్ భాగవతంకి శ్రీ శ్రీ కృష్ణ బలరామ రాధా శ్యామ సుందరి మహారాజ్కి జగన్నాథ్ బలదేవ సుభద్ర మహారాణికి గ్రంథరా శ్రీమద్ భాగవతంకి సమవేత గౌర భక్తరుందకి నేథాయ్ గౌర ప్రేమానంది. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్యం నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయేత్. నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భాగవతి ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికి. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 10 చాప్టర్ 34. నందమహారాజ్ సేవడ్ అండ్ శంఖచూడ స్లెయిన్. శ్లోక్ వర్సెస్ ఫ్రమ్ 11 to 20. విల్ బి రీడింగ్ 20. ప్లీజ్ రిపీట్. కదాచిద్ అత గోవిందో కదాచిద్ అత గోవిందో రామశ్చాద్భుత విక్రమ రామశ్చాద్భుత విక్రమ విజయరతుర్ వనే రాత్ర్యాం విజయరతుర్ వనే రాత్ర్యాం మధ్యగౌ వ్రజయోషితాం మధ్యగౌ వ్రజయోషితాం కదాచిద్ అత గోవిందో రామశ్చాద్భుత విక్రమ విజయహ్రతుర్ వనే రాత్ర్యాం మధ్యగౌ వ్రజయోషితాం కదాచిద్ అత గోవిందో రామశ్చాద్భుత విక్రమ విజయహర్తుర్ వనే రాత్ర్యాం మధ్యగౌ వ్రజయోషితాం.
Amen.
Mataji. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki.
Yeah.
I'll be reading translations from 11th to 20. Lord Krishna said, "My dear sir, you appear so wonderful, glowing with such great beauty. Who are you? And who forced you to assume this terrible body of a snake?" The serpent replied, "I am the well-known Vidyadhara named Sudarshana. I was very opulent and beautiful, and I used to wander freely in all directions in my airplane. Once I saw some homely sages at the lineage of Angira Muni. Proud of my beauty, I ridiculed them, and because of my sin, they made me assume this lowly form. It was actually for my benefit that those merciful sages cursed me, since now, I have been touched by the foot of the supreme spiritual master of all the worlds, and have thus been relieved of all inauspiciousness. My Lord, you destroy all fear for those who, fearing this material world, take shelter of you. By the touch of your feet, I am now freed from the curse of the sages. O destroyer of distress, please let me return to my planet." According to the Acharyas, the word aprishya indicates that Sudarshana humbly requested the Lord for permission to return to his abode, where he might take up his duties again, certainly in a chastened state of mind. "O master of mystic power, O great personality, O lord of the devotees, I surrender to you. Please command me as you will, O supreme god, lord of all lords of the universe. O infallible one, I was immediately freed from Brahmana's punishment simply by seeing you. Anyone who chants your name purifies all who hear you chanting, as well as himself. How much more beneficial than the touch of your lotus feet. Thus, receiving the permission of Lord Krishna, the demigod Sudarshan circumambulated him, bowed down to offer him homage, and then returned to his heavenly planet. Nanda Maharaj was thus delivered from peril. The inhabitants of Raja were astonished to see the mighty power of Krishna. Dear King, they then completed their worship of Lord Shiva and returned to Raja, along the way respectfully describing Krishna's powerful acts. So today's sloka. Please repeat. Kadachit, on one occasion, Atha, then, Govinda, Lord Krishna, Rama, Lord Balaram, Cha, and Adbhuta, wonderful, Vikrama, whose deeds, Vijaharatu, the two of them played, one in the forest, Ratram, at night, Madhagav, in the midst, Vraja Yoshitam, or the woman of the cowherd community. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada ki. Once Lord Govinda and Lord Ram, the performance of wonderful feats, were playing in the forest at night with the young girls of Vraja. Purport. This verse introduces a new pastime. According to the Acharyas, the occasion mentioned here is the Holika Purnima, a day also known as Gaura Purnima. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Vilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayan Rupa Kadamayan Dadati Swapadantakam Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktaranda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So first I take permission from all the devotees who are elder to me or senior to me by their devotional service or by their spiritual advancement. Here the two pastimes that are described in this chapter 34 as this Nanda Maharaj saved and Sankachuda slain. So we have just the sloka I read, it completes the pastime of saving Nanda Maharaj and delivering the Vidyadhara by name Sudarshan, and as I have read in the purport that the new pastime is going to be described, that is Sankachuda slain. So, Nanda Maharaj is Nanda Maharaj, they came on a little pilgrimage in Vraja itself, Ambikavan, and they came to worship Lord Shiva, and they spent the night there, and as you read in the middle of the night, they were all sleeping on the bank of Yamuna. In the middle of the night, a huge serpent, it started swallowing Nanda Maharaj. So generally, you know, anybody just, and then Nanda Maharaj spontaneously started shouting. The Brijavasis are all natural devotees of the Lord. So they don't have to be, you know, shouting and yelling like mundane persons. It actually made them shout for the Lord. And then, as we have read here, generally everybody takes, you know, what to speak of snake swallowing. Even when we see the snake, you know, we become terrified. Because we are all very attached to the body. And body is everything for us. And we always, all our life we spend how to avoid misery to the body. How to avoid misery to the body. Because we don't read scriptures. We don't associate with saintly people. So we become attached to the body. And all our concerns are mostly for the body. Even the so-called well-wishers in the society, like the parents, the relatives, the friends, the government, everybody is simply using their intelligence, how to protect the body, how to comfort the body, how to make arrangements for the body, and so oftentimes we read, we see, you know, in the mundane books. And in our day-to-day life, you know, we also attend sometimes when our congregation devotees, and somebody departs because of their attachment to the temple or their service rendered to ISKCON. They may not be like a full-fledged devotee, like initiated devotee. Still we go and we watch. You can really call it a drama, because everybody puts a sad face and everybody puts a little, you know, why did this happen, this, that and that. But nobody wants to inquire. Nobody wants to know that a day will come when I will also have to face death. Because the spiritual knowledge, spiritual thoughts for a conditioned soul, they are foreign. They are alien to us. So devotees, they actually introduce, they actually make us think. So when you are attending a death ceremony like that, devotees have to be a little expert, because they don't like to hear. They want to, like everybody else, put a little gloomy face or be sympathetic and then let the ceremony go on. But whenever devotees attend something, they want to educate. They want to, in some way, you know, depending on our maturity, depending on our intelligence and occasion, we want to turn their attention. No? Who doesn't know that death is certain, as sure as death? So it's very surprising and unfortunate that in our so-called society, where so much education on so many things, neither the government nor the parents nor the so-called intelligent members of the society, like scientists, intellectuals. So what did Prabhupada say? We have taken it upon ourselves. The governments are neglecting the prominent people of the society, are neglecting the parents, are neglecting, all because of ignorance. As devotees start talking and start preaching, like Prabhupada, one man, he boldly stood up to confront the mad, materialistic, modern world. So not just in India, where people have some idea about these things, but he went right into a place where people are completely unfamiliar, and he started boldly, vigorously, compassionately preaching. And now we see here now a wonderful spiritual organization, wonderful devotional organization, Krishna conscious organization, ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. It is expected that anyone who has joined this organization, we inherit these two legacies. One is we belong to a preaching organization. This Gaudiya Mission is meant for preaching. Second, as devotees, as practicing devotees, we are joined with some understanding of the philosophy. We are joined for some time, and we have some realization, and we are convinced, so we should speak. So our business is speaking the scriptures, speaking our realizations, and so on. So here, Nanda Maharaj is not just a Brijabasi, he is the very own father of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, to whom Krishna will give the status of being a father, mother, friend, lover, not ordinary people. You know. They must be such exalted personalities. You know. And but this happened. This serpent, it was swallowing. So what can be said about this pastime? It's a lesson for us that as devotees, because we are to a large part in body consciousness, we pray for our bodily well-being. But as we become advanced devotees, we stop doing that. You know. We stop doing that and we, whatever the situation for the body may be, we should accept it. You know. Because there is not one problem for the body. It's all problems. So for what problem we want to pray to Krishna? You know. It is my realization because when I was also young, the thoughts now, as I have become a senior citizen, plus 60, I'm 67, and it's like you have to be careful about everything. I heard one time Radhanath Maharaj saying, now from 60 years, you know, you be a little, be concerned about, along with your devotion, you be concerned about, you know, that means you take care of your body so that you can practice devotional service and you will be of some use to the preaching mission. You know. Don't abuse the body. Don't neglect the body. The materialists, they take too much care of their body because it is all they think they are. The devotees take care of the body because this is our asset, this is our means, so that we can practice bhakti and we can educate others about the process of Krishna consciousness. So devotees taking care of the body and non-devotees taking care of the body is not the same. Because devotees, they take care of the body and they accept. They don't pray for the body, they take care of the body. Don't give work to Krishna, you know. Like we just, I was telling Dharmatma Prabhu, we came on a week tour of Brajamandal Parikrama and like one or two things that came to my mind. At least yearly once we come, do Vrindavan Parikrama and do Govardhan Parikrama and over 30-40 years we can see how we are doing. When we were in the middle age and when we have become senior citizen, and right in front of our eyes we are seeing, you know, like spending 30-40 years is a big time. You know, how many people have died and how many people have become invalid and how many devotees have got slowed down, and we are also watching our own life, what's going on. So two things they came to my mind. One is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Murari Gupta and Sanatana Goswami. Murari Gupta wanted to give up his life because he could not follow the instruction of his spiritual master, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tell Murari Gupta? So you chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and you try to keep Radha Krishna in your heart. And Murari Gupta, he took it seriously and tried for a week or 10 days, but he was unable to do that. Forcibly, Sitaram, they were coming into his heart. So he said, I'm useless because I'm not able to carry out the instruction. And then he went and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave a good smile and embraced him and said, the servant that doesn't leave the master, and the master that doesn't leave the servant, they are people for being glorified. Such loyalty. So, and then he, as we know, Murari Gupta is Hanumanji. Similarly, Sanatan Goswami, his body has gone into such bad shape, having traveled so far, and his mind completely occupied with Mahaprabhu, so he did not take care of the body, and his body was very shabby. And he reported to Jagannath Puri, and also when he was in Varanasi, on both occasions, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him. And then in Jagannath Puri, Sanatana Goswami was feeling, he was not able to take loving embrace. My body is in such bad condition, and I am not fit to be near the presence of the Lord. And he thoughts of giving up his body. They came to his mind. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being the Supreme Lord, the Super Soul in everyone's heart, immediately when he started speaking to Sanatana Goswami, he said, whose body is your body? When you are surrendered, even otherwise, the body is given by Krishna. When you are surrendered, now the body belongs to Krishna. So how can you entertain the thoughts of giving up your body? Your body is my property, and I have to accomplish so many things using your body. So the point is, devotees, we take care of the body, but we don't pray for the body, because the body is going to be in completely bad shape sooner or later. Similarly, there are two other pastimes also came to my mind. One is that, like, Raghunath Das Goswami at Radhakund, he was completely absorbed, and he was sitting in the open place. At that time it was a deep jungle, and all seasons, So Sanatana Goswami was coming to, Rupa Goswami was coming to meet Raghunath Das Goswami. And that time, what he was seeing, a panther, a lion. It was coming there. And Radharani came there. Radharani came and she whisked away. She drove away the tiger. And she was also holding for a while her cloth to shade Raghunath Das Goswami. And this was being watched by Rupa Goswami. And he told, my dear Raghunath, devotees, they want to give service to the Lord. And we are not expected to take service from the Lord. No? So why don't you make a small arrangement of a hut where you can be secure from animals and also the disturbance of the environment. You can also focus on your bhakti. So, similarly, in that past time at Ter Kadamba, there also Rupa Goswami had his bhajan kutir there, and Sanatana Goswami was coming to meet him. And meeting his brother after a gap of so many days. And what is the exchange among the devotees when they meet? You know, they chant together, they discuss Krishna Katha together, and sharing prasadam together, exchanges among the devotees. And Rupa Goswami was desiring that if I can feed my elder brother some nice kheer. As it is, they were all eating whatever was available. So Rupa Goswami, he was not desiring anything for himself, but he is desiring for another Vaishnava, you can say. Like we also run the temples, you know, and our general lifestyle in the temple, so that we can save money, or we can be free from undue sense gratification. And but when our devotees come from outside, you know, we should try to treat them nicely. You know, the best devotees are coming. We are getting unsought, unexpected devotees come, and we should try to do whatever best we can. So when we are doing it for them, our temple devotees will also get a feast in their name. So the point is, Rupa Goswami, he was just, it came to his mind, if you can feed my brother nice care. But in a place like that, in the forest, where will be the ingredients, and where is the milk, and how can that happen? But because other advanced devotional status, Radharani personally came, and she brought the ingredients, everything. And these brothers, they were discussing Krishna Katha, and then Radharani herself, she prepared the kheer. And then after that, when they were tasting, it was like you know, nectarian, out of this world, because prepared by none other than Radharani herself. Immediately, Sanatana Goswami inquired. Then Rupa Goswami was going into the details. So how a young Brijabasi girl, she brought it, and then she herself made it also. And it could be none other than Radharani, because of the taste of the kheer. And then సనాతన్ గోస్వామి ఈ మైల్లీ ఈ చేస్టైజ్డ్ హౌ కెన్ వి టేక్ సర్వీస్ ఫ్రమ్ ది లార్డ్షిప్స్. సో ది పాయింట్ ఈస్ దట్ యాజ్ డివోటీస్ వి షుడ్ టేక్ కేర్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ బాడీస్, వి షుడ్ నాట్ ప్రే ఫర్ అవర్ bodily well-being. We can pray for the bodily well-being of other Vaishnavas. We should be serving the other Vaishnavas. And in spite of all this, the body will be into difficult situations, like we will be having some trouble from the body. And we should take lessons from that. No? Whenever we become sick, whenever our body is not well, so we just, at this age, the body is like this. And as we get older, how much more miserable the body will be. And at the time of death, what's going to be the situation that will be ripped out of this body. To get out of this body. So that will be death is like in this life, death is the first time and last time, because we die once, you know, we die once. And then if you are not prepared, so the point is like Nanda Maharaj, he is also in a troubled situation, and he's such an exalted person, and what can we expect for ourselves, you know? And how do devotees pray? You know, whenever difficulties come, it is said that devotees pray. Actually, I am eligible for more suffering, but because I am practicing Krishna consciousness, so the suffering is coming as in a token way, which is actually true. Because the general public, sometimes they say, if you take to Krishna consciousness, you will get more difficulties. See how all the devotees, like the Pandavas, the Prahlad Maharaj, what kind of difficulties they had to go through. But actually, that's not a fact. We only get difficulties in life as devotees, that which you can tolerate. So the difficulty that Prahlad Maharaj or Pandavas have gone through, it only proves how exalted they are. Such intolerable hurt that is perpetuated on them, they did not complain, and they could take it. And they did not question the ways of the Lord. And actually, it increased their attachment to the Lord. So this is how we have to take, no? Whenever difficulties come, instead of praying that the difficulties be removed, like Mother Kunti, she was praying for calamities, no? So, as conscientious devotees, we know how much our attachment to the body is so deep. And these things come, and this is helping us to develop some detachment. Another thing, you know, is when difficulties come, we should get this idea. This is also a fact. One who is more attached to the body, he will suffer more when troubles come to the body. Those who are not very attached to the body, when troubles come to their body, because they are not very attached. It is also said like, if you are not attached to the body, even big troubles, you are not disturbed. If you are very attached to the body, even small troubles, they disturb us so much. The whole thing is attachment. Just like the example can be given, we hear death of so many people, day in and out. But when we hear the death of our own kith and kin, or very near and dear people, we become completely, we become so disturbed. We break down, we collapse. So, because we are attached. Morning only, because we are departing from our yatra, devotees are coming to parting exchanges. So one of our yatri came and said, Maharaj, I have given all my property to my only son. Because I know that when I die without giving, they will think father did not give me property, or they will be expecting when the father will give me the property. So I just put everything in my son's name so that my pension will do and I don't have to worry. I said, if you want to hear what you have to do according to scriptures, that how many family members are you? Said, me and my wife is still alive because she was not doing well in her knees. I did not bring her. And my son. And he was trying to say the three grandchildren. I said, grandchildren, that is not your business. Your son has begotten the grandchildren. Whether you will have two or three or five, that is his headache. But your headache is that you have a wife and a son. And how much property has some 10 acres of land, he said. I asked him. I said, if you understood bhakti properly, what you should do, especially in these times, you make your property into three parts. One for you, and you make your property into four parts. Four parts. And one for Krishna. We should give one part for Krishna. I told him how people make Krishna a Balaji partner in Tirupati, and then they just go and put it in the hundi there. So you make your three members in the family, you make your property four parts. Because if you die, what will come with you in your next life? You have left everything, either enjoying yourself or leaving it back or giving it to your children. You have not done anything for God. So, simply, your children may be happy, but it has not benefited you. So, in your, man with spiritual intelligence, scriptural intelligence, you should not make the mistake, oh, I gave everything, no, I came for bhakti. Whatever you have, make Krishna a partner, give him one part, because you have produced children. Yeah, he has given everything to the temple. Your children may not complain. So give them something. And in the present times, we don't know. The son may like to take care of the father, but the daughter-in-law may not like to, or the grandchildren may not. You don't know. So better that you take shelter of Krishna. So you keep one part for yourself, give one part to your wife, one part to your son, one to Krishna. Your next life is taken care. And you don't know whether you will die first or your wife will die first. So, and whether she will be taken care properly or not. But generally, things are not going on well nowadays. And so whoever takes care of you at the fag end of your life, no, or you may go to ashram, you give it to them, this is what I have, kindly I want to practice bhakti. So to conclude the class, is that difficulties are the norm of life in this material world for anybody and for everybody. So simply, difficulties should become an incentive for us to take more shelter of devotional service, and that way, just like spontaneously, Nanda Maharaj, just he was yelling at Krishna, you know, and how Krishna, there are many things that way, how by just touch, by touch of the Lord, this Vidyadhara in serpent yoni, in serpent form, immediately, and there is no difference between touch of the Lord and touch of the holy name. So this is Prabhupada drilled into our heads that don't worry what is your mental state, what is your situation in this life. Don't be confused or worried. The happiest news, the best thing is that Prabhupada has convinced us that the holy name is non-different from Krishna. So Krishna knows when to do what with us, but you worry whether I am taking care of my devotional service as prescribed by our acharyas, as it is prescribed in ISKCON lifestyle. Are you taking care of it properly? And be assured that whatever is our body or situation, it is very good for us, you know. With this I conclude. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? Srila Prabhupada ki.